Are you listening? This is Slug Sound Waves.
Well, 3 a.m., I'm here again. I don't know if I hit sand. You know. I should just call one of my friends, cause we both know just how this ends. Then she said, that was then and this is now. I never meant to let you down. Wipe your tears, put on your crown. While I say this, lay your head down. Put your ghost to rest, cause it's over now. It's for the best. Have no.
Hello, I'm Pony Logan. I'm a country music artist living in Utah. My pronouns are he and him. The music I make is kind of a blend of Sufjan Stevens, First Aid Kit, Mac DeMarco, old 60s country, kind of just a blend of everything in the genre from the standpoint of someone who doesn't make country music very much. I really try to make music that takes the feeling of country, the feeling that country music gives me, and present it in a way that I think is cool to people that don't necessarily listen to country all the time.
Well, I tell you, lay your head down, put your ghost to rest. Well, it's over now. I thought you lived, have no regrets. Our time was blessed, and I won't ever stop missing you, cause that's all I have left.
I just released an album called The Big Sky. It's a really personal album. It's my favorite thing that I've created artistically up to this point in my life. What I really wanted to do with it was take things that were unconventional to country music, kind of blend them with very traditional country writing. This album was different for me in the sense of it was the first time that I was making music that I really thought was interesting and cool, instead of making something that I thought other people would think sounds, you know, poppy and relevant. I wanted to make something that I truly didn't know if I could actually make. So it was more experimental, but a lot more just pure songwriting and pure expression on my end. Once I started dipping my toes into country music, I kind of got hooked there for a while. I think the last few years I've gotten really into it. I started going to karaoke pretty much every week with my friends and got obsessed with songs that are just pure bangers. And I think what happens kind of as you get a little bit older, I mean, I'm not that old, but just I'm not in my early 20s anymore, but and I think what happens is you kind of stop, like, you stop caring about like the aesthetic of things and more so about like the actual song and the actual lyrics, and for sure some country songs are way corny, but that also doesn't take away from their like songwriting ability and their just like ability to like get people excited or to express some type of emotion. So a lot of the songs that we would sing and hear at karaoke were these country songs. And so then it took me back into listening to songs that like my parents would play when I was younger, a lot of like Garth Brooks and Shania Twain and stuff like that. And it kind of like reopened my whole like heart and brain to a different kind of music. And I got really obsessed with Shania Twain for like a summer, and just her songwriting and things like that, and then like the Dixie Chicks and stuff. And so once I started really listening to it, it just translated into me wanting to make those kind of songs.
Yeah, I gotta let you go.
lot of the things that I write about translate well to country music, more so than they did with like pop and like hip hop sounds. I think it's more of a natural blend of lyrics and music for me, because most of the things I write about are more heavy. At least for The Big Sky, they were pretty heavy. So The Big Sky, I think the main themes are pretty, if you listen to the album, the main themes are pretty obvious throughout it. There's a lot of sense of heartbreak. There's this overwhelming sense of like loss, I think, in a lot of the songs, or like dealing with loss. You know, I always say like that the biggest psychedelic trip that you can take is like falling in and out of love. Like spins you harder and longer and like crazier than anything in the world. And I think this album was kind of like an expression of that feeling of like really trying to understand heartbreak and loss and coming to grips with it in a multiple different ways. You know, like a lot of the songs are approaching the same idea, but from a different kind of perspective and standpoint that I've felt over the last few years. I know you've been crying, and there's nothing to say, 'cause you've already decided. And I see pictures in my mind. They're always you in the summertime. You're standing there laughing with your hands up high. It's always you. It's always you.
When you love somebody, my feeling has been that it's just kind of a window is open. And it's never really closed in the sense, like, you can cover it and you can, like, put drapes up and stuff. But in a way, like, you're going to get gusts of wind every once in a while. And, like, you're still going to feel it. And I think that this album has represented, like, the different ways in which that gust has been, like, annoying. Or it's been, like... nostalgic, and you know, like in the song like Lay Your Ghost to Rest, it's very much like yeah, we were in love, but now I kind of realize that it's okay and it's like for the best and I still love you. But then there's a song like I Can't Hear You Anymore, where it's like, no, I really don't want to hear anything from you ever again. Like, so just the different ways in which you can like process that, and because I think it's just kind of like a never-ending process of like coming to grips with like something or someone that was really important to you and how it changes over time. As I've gone through this heartbreak and loss, you kind of realize all of the things that maybe aren't that important. And I think that for me, embracing country music or music that I never really had like considered to be good or considered to be worthy of my time is a step for me in a good direction, because I've always thought that I was an open person, but I think once, like, you know, once I experienced like my like a pretty intense heartbreak and loss, like it made me reflect on really who I am and like my life and stuff. And I realized that I wasn't that open. I was like pretty closed off to a lot of things, and I think, yeah, like this is a good representation of me not only being open but understanding that there are
things out there that I just don't know are good, and that I don't know are everything, and I really have to like give them a chance. I think that I was pretty quick to judge other people and myself and like different situations, and just being like a young man, I think that was kind of natural.
There was Jesus Christ, the Messiah, and the devil too. He was always fucking lying.
This music kind of reflects not only being open to change, but kind of embracing change and the benefit that that can have to you as a person, and to overall making you like just better, a better human to be around, a more understanding, like empathetic person.
And Johnny and June walked into the ring of fire. Well, me and you, we went there too.
You're about to hear the song called I Can't Hear You Anymore from the album. I chose to present this song because I think it's just a really unique song. It was really fun making a country song based around a sample and just trying to figure out if we could do it and if it would work. I hope you enjoy it.
Times maybe four, but don't call my name anymore. Don't call my phone, don't knock my door, 'cause we've been down this road before, and I can't hear you anymore. And it's alright, there's no more tears to cry. Yeah. No, there ain't no use, no. Like you always did before.
Ain't no use calling out my name, babe.
No, there ain't no use, no.
I can't hear you anymore.
You can be knocked down, you can be locked up, you can be down on all your luck, but you don't call me anymore. You can play your hand, get again, you can go lose all your friends, but I can't hear you anymore.
So you can find me online at Champagne Pony. That's Pony with an I. The main inspiration for this next album is funny. I wrote all these songs that were kind of like upbeat, like almost like Creedence Clearwater, like fun to listen to kind of sounding songs. I bought this golf bag, this vintage golf bag. It's a Budweiser golf bag. And I just started like thinking about it, and I was like, yeah, like who would have this golf bag like, you know, 30 years ago or whenever this thing came out, and kind of came up with this character that's like, the name of the new project is going to be the Country Club Cowboy, or the Cowboy in the Country Club, and it's going to be like really inspired by like the WWE and this vintage golf bag that I have, and Kenny Powers, like the guy from Eastbound and Down. And kind of just more like a lighthearted thing. I think I've got most of the songs written and stuff. So, yeah, should come out sometime soon. Yeah, I'm on all the streaming platforms and everything. So check out the music. If you enjoyed this episode of Soundwaves, please take 60 seconds to rate and review us on iTunes.